morning, everyone. Welcome back to Commute Compute. I'm your host, Contra. I believe this is episode 26. And last week, Tucker Carlson interviewed Ted Cruz. I want to talk about that interview, about why America continues to back the secular state of Israel, a state that denies Christ. And I'll go over the Reformed view as well, my view, and why Tucker is asking good, sound questions. And I know this is will probably make a few people uncomfortable, but it is what it is. I think it's important to know. I think it's important to disclose why the American church today, a large portion of it anyways, has it wrong. Because what does the Bible actually say about modern Israel? And why does this, you know, this question determine whether we keep sending Americans to fight and die in the Middle East? Not to mention the trillions of dollars sent to the very man, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister, who denies Christ and mocks him. Because as you know, America launched bombs. Trump sent planes over to destroy the uranium plant in Iran. And the official line is that these strikes were to defend our allies, you know, mainly Israel, after recent attacks in the region. And not to mention, you know, the threat of nuclear war, that they can't have nuclear weapons. But it raises a question. Does the Bible actually command American Christians to support every action of the modern nation of Israel? Or are we being led into wars by a misreading of Scripture and bad theology? And if you caught the recent podcast between Tucker and Ted Cruz, you saw this tension on full display. Ted Cruz said, in essence, that Israel is our friend and we must stand with them without question. But then Tucker asked the obvious question that no one else has. And why? That's the biggest question. Why? Does it help America? Does it help American families? Does God require us to support another country no matter what? I'm with Tucker on this one. So let's get into the theological roots of where this comes from. The two views of Israel, the dispensational versus the Reformed Puritan view. For a lot of evangelicals who probably are completely unstudied on this, this issue isn't just political, it's deeply spiritual. They think that supporting modern Israel is a matter of obeying God himself. But where does that come from? Dispensationalism, that's where it comes from. And what it says is that God has two separate peoples. Dispensationalism is a relatively new teaching that came from around the 1800s through John Nelson Darby. And I think it also came from the Scofield Reference Bible. It says that God has two distinct plans. Number one, Israel, an earthly people with earthly promises of land and nationhood. And then number two, that it's the church, a heavenly people with spiritual promises. That's what it is at its core. There's other implications of this, maybe for another time though, but you know, under this view, the Old Testament promises about the land of Canaan and the prosperity of the Jews apply unconditionally to the modern nation of Israel. That means in the dispensational view, supporting Israel geopolitically is not just wise policy, it's a spiritual duty. And this is why so many American, you know, Christians will say, if you don't stand with Israel, you stand against God. But is there another view? And there is. The Reformed Puritan view. The true Israel is Christ and his church. So the Puritans, along with Augustine, or Augustine, depending on how you want to say it, Calvin and the Westminster Catechism, the Divines, saw the Bible a whole lot differently, which has been around for much, much longer. They essentially teach, and it's what I believe, that the Old Testament promises to Israel were not unconditionally about an ethnic nation. They were about Jesus Christ, the true seed of Abraham. And Paul writes in Galatians 3:16 that the promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. The scripture does not say, and to the seeds, meaning many people, but and to your seed, meaning one person. And that one person was Christ. Which essentially means the church is the continuation of true Israel because it is the body of Christ. So why does this matter? I'd say it matters because theology has consequences. What Trump believes has consequences. What Congress believes has consequences. And if the Reformed Puritan reading is right, and I believe it is, then the promises to Israel about the land and the national successes are fulfilled in Christ and his kingdom, not in a modern secular state. That doesn't mean we hate Jews, you know, or oppose the existence of Israel as a nation. But it does mean we are not obligated by Scripture to support the modern Israeli government in every decision that we make. And Tucker posed this question, is this really in America's best interest? Because most of all the people that backed Trump as he ran was all about America first. How quickly we've taken our eyes off of America. That was Tucker's, one of his premises. When Ted Cruz said that we must stand with Israel no matter what, he was speaking out of his dispensational zeal, one that puts an ethnic nation at the center of God's plan. And then Tucker asked, how does this help Americans? He wasn't just being selfish. He was raising, I think, a profound question. You know, I think we're confusing the kingdom of God with a political alliance. And then look at the consequences. Because many Americans think they're under biblical mandate to defend modern Israel. We've been pulled into decades of wars across the Middle East. So many people have died or been displaced. Trillions of dollars has been spent. We have veterans who can't get adequate medical care. As America essentially pours billions into foreign militaries. And then last week, the bombing of Iran is just the latest example. So do Christians have a duty to love Israel? Well, yes. We should love all people, including Jews, Palestinians, Iranians, and everyone. But the Reformed view, my view, says that our duty is to proclaim the gospel, not to guarantee the political security of any nation. Again, our kingdom is not of this world. Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight. So let's go back to the Bible. What did the Puritans believe? The Puritans essentially believed that the church is the true Israel. And the promises of God find their yes and amen in Jesus. They didn't expect a restoration of national Israel. They expected the gospel to go forth to all nations, including the Jews. But their hope was in the new Jerusalem, the new heavenly city, not a geopolitical state. And when Darby and the Scofield Bible popularized the idea, and this is also from the MacArthurites, John MacArthur, the idea of a future separate destiny for Israel, a rapture of the church, and a 7-year tribulation focused on ethnic Israel is so wrong. This theology spread through, you know, revival tents, Bible colleges, and then later on through TV evangelists. And it's truly shapes America's political convictions of millions of Americans. And we need to fix this. It's wrong. So I want to be clear. this isn't about hating Israel or loving Iran. It's truly about understanding that the Bible doesn't command the U.S. to be the enforcer of Israel's interests. When we mix end times prophecy with foreign policy, we risk endless wars in the Middle East. So, Tucker showed some real courage and asked real pointed questions, and Ted Cruz did not like it. But that's why I love him. And you can love him or hate him, and I don't agree with everything Tucker says, but asking these questions to Ted Cruz was a gift to expose a lot of the bad theology that Congress and Americans hold today. He forced a conversation that most Americans truly avoid. So I'm with Tucker on this. Let's put America's interest first, and let's base our support for foreign nations on wisdom, not on a theology that misreads God's plan. I also want to emphasize the gospel reminder for today, and that's the real hope isn't in the security of any nation. Our hope is in a kingdom that cannot be shaken, the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And the gospel is for all, Jew and Gentile, because Christ fulfilled the promises that were made to Abraham. So my final takeaway is this, is that before you back another war, ask the question, is this really what Scripture teaches? Does this bring peace and justice and the gospel to the world? Or are we being driven by a theology that puts us in bondage to endless wars and endless conflict? Thanks for joining me today. Leave me some comments, leave me some reviews, show me some support, share this with others that you've maybe had conversations with. And remember, you know, theology matters because it shapes lives, it shapes nations, and it has eternal consequences. I'm Contra. Thanks for listening with me today. I'm out.